Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans have dealt with abnormally warm weather, high winds, and fire weather alerts this week. West Texas and all the way north to Chicago, there have been red flag warnings in place through late Monday. Some have been allowed to expire, but high wind alerts remain in place for communities in over a dozen states, especially in the central U.S. and south. Meanwhile, a major storm front's moving across the U.S., bringing snow to the Mountain West and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. A landmark U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday, centered on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints.
If platforms that passively host the speech of billions of people are themselves the speakers and can discriminate, there will be no public square to speak of.
Aaron Nielsen is the Texas Solicitor General. These companies contend that any regulations targeting them infringe upon their First Amendment freedom of speech rights. President Biden says he's hopeful there will be a ceasefire in Gaza by next week. Speaking to reporters, he said that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells him that it is close, but, quote, not done yet. Meanwhile, the White House announcing President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday.
The president's visit comes amidst mounting criticism of his immigration policy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal that was brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Playing politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
That agreement collapsed earlier this month following staunch opposition from Republicans who argued that it lacked sufficient measures to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
USA's John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ahead of the Michigan primary election Tuesday, Republican Nikki Haley continues to hammer on the case against former President Trump's electability in November.
He did not get 40% in any of the early states. It is very hard to win a general election if you can't do that.
President Biden, meanwhile, is facing no official opposition in Michigan, but a grassroots movement hopes to convince voters to protest Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Lawyers from Big Oil could come with a new lawsuit against the Biden administration over the president's decision to pause new exports of liquefied natural gas from the U.S. A petition filed Monday included the American Petroleum Institute, plus six other groups. In Texas, where a large portion of the U.S. liquefied natural gas production happens, Republican Senator Ted Cruz is outraged.
He was mad that Texas was fighting to secure our border, and I think it was done as a deliberate blow to the state of Texas.
Texas ranks second in the nation for producing LNG. Cruz argues, on a broader perspective, the Biden move may turn allies toward the liquefied natural gas produced in other countries like Russia, Venezuela, and Iran.
Baby, now we got bad blood. A photographer is claiming he was attacked by Taylor Swift's dad in Australia. Ben McDonald says he got punched in the face on a Sydney wharf early Monday by Scott Swift, reportedly just as he and his pop star daughter were getting off a private yacht. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. George Barna. Yes, we're talking the one and only. No baloney, I'm telling you, because we've got things to talk about here. It would seem that what's happening in the Christian world, especially with the youngins, is that we're moving in the wrong direction at a time, Dr. George, where we need to be intensifying our passion and love for God, because it is part of our weaponry and what we need in order to thrive and survive in the current condition that this world is in.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, my friend. You know, when we look at what's going on in our culture, we have no time left for short-sighted activities.
Right.
We've really got to be looking at the big picture, the long play. We've got to have a strategic approach to what we're going to do, because we've squandered a lot of time and a lot of resources over the last few decades. And now we've got to look at our children and say, look, either we invest in them or we give up the ship. Let's just jump overboard.
Oh, God forbid. Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously our solution is, great, let's invest in our children. Whether we're parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, whoever it is that has that kind of influence on children, we've got to carefully assess where are they, where do they need to be, and what can I do as a servant of the living God to build that bridge between the now and the future.
Well, the gospel message is the solution. We've seen it in our own lives, but we need to re-embrace and renew our commitment. George, I want to run something by you, because this has been something that God has placed heavily on my heart for this last month, and that is a call for elite Christianity. And when I say that, I'm not talking about something that leads to pride or being braggadocious about it. I'm saying it in the spirit of what Nick Saban talked about in terms of athletic performance. It's talking about, you know, good players give you a good output, great players, great output. He said, but elite players are special. They're very unique. They're the ones that can change a game. They're the ones that can, you know, take the ball across the goal line and score for you. And when I read that, I thought, you know, where are the elite Christians in our world today? And it doesn't mean that you're out there, you know, having, you know, an influential network of 3 million, 5 million people in social media and that. It's just that wherever you are in your family, that you stand out in such an uncompromising manner that you are the living expression of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you're so focused on that, because that's what elite athletes do. Anybody that performs at an elite level, they are so uniquely focused. And I think that in a sense, I feel like God's calling us to get serious and raise the level of our Christianity. Does that make sense?
Not only does it make sense, I completely resonate with that. You know, I haven't used that language, but I've really been trying to promote that idea that when you look at the church, capital C in America, right, we're missing that upper strata of individuals who provide the leadership. What would we call those people? We could call them disciples. We could call them integrated disciples. We could call them a lot of different things. Elite Christians, fine. Whatever the terminology is, mm-hmm. as I'm looking at the data, you know, I just put this book out, Raising Spiritual Champions.
Exactly.
And the whole point of that is let's raise children up to be elite Christians, as you're phrasing it. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Let's go back to how Jesus defined what a disciple is. You know, people who obey his message, who love other disciples, who produce spiritual fruit, who love God above and beyond anything else, who submit to his authority, surrender everything for his agenda. You know, when I look at the data and try to figure out how many of those kind of Christians are there, which traditionally we haven't thought of as any kind of elite. It's like, mm-hmm. well, that's what we're all called to be. But it's becoming right. the elite. Right now we've only got about 3 to 4% of adults in America who meet those, you know, very basic criteria that Jesus
exactly.
gave us for what
mm-hmm.
makes a disciple. So, yeah, I think back to, you know, Colossians 3. That talks about when you do anything, do it as if, do it with excellence, as if you're doing it for the Lord, because we mm-hmm. are. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. Nick Saban, Bill Martinez, whoever's calling for it, I'm on board. Count me in.
Yeah. Well, and we need to be in shoulder to shoulder and back to back. We need to connect to defend, connect to stand out, to elevate the gospel message, to make it real, especially with the kids, because, you know, somebody's impressing their minds, and right now the cultural influences of trying to impress and groom on our kids that any bathroom is acceptable, any form of dress is acceptable, anything that obliterates the Word of God and the truth of God is acceptable, and we're in the danger zone here.
We are. And, you know, when you talk about what's it going to take to impress kids, our research is showing that what they're looking for are people who are consistent in not only understanding their own ideology and expressing it consistently, but then modeling it consistently.
Exactly.
And that's the reason why the media has so darn much impact. It's because it's so different when you're a parent. You're on parade 24/7 for your kids. When you're a TV show, you only have to be on target for about 24 minutes, maybe, you know, 52 minutes, depending on the commercial breaks,
mm-hmm.
You know, and how long the show is. That's a world of difference. So
yes.
as parents, as leaders, as teachers, grandparents, whoever we are that's going to have influence, we've got to be on top of our game. So this idea of being elite isn't just about us doing the job that we've been called and made to do. It's about right. us also influencing other generations of people who are still trying to figure it out and who are looking for somebody to point them in the direction and to show them what it looks like.
Exactly. You know, George, you bring up something that's so critical here, because some parents may get discouraged and think, oh, my God, my kids are just, you know, they're going down the wrong road. I just can't find the right words. They don't want to talk to me. You know, they've really cut me out of their lives. But I was encouraged recently by a report, you know, from psychologists that said that what happens to your exact point here is that as kids go down the wrong road, they will look back over their shoulder and they look to their parents. And if their parents remain on track and they are that example that you're talking about, they don't lose faith that they are, in a sense, a brand unto themselves, a brand of the gospel, that the kids, that impresses the kids, and it will bring them back. It almost serves like a, you know, kind of a bit of a safety guard for the kids that will keep them at some proximity, because the kids will still find, even though they decide they want to go on their own, they still look back and they see mom and dad, they see the family, and there's still that that gravitational pull to bring them back to the truth. Does that make sense?
Totally. And that relates to another finding that we had out of the research, which is that when we look at why parents aren't having the kind of impact they want to have, so much of it is because they don't understand what you were talking about in terms of community, that whole relational aspect, and priorities. You know, we get so distracted. There's so much noise in our environment, so many enticements that are drawing us away from what we were put on the planet to do. Read the Bible. as parents, our top priority is to raise children in God's likeness, to obey his commands, to live the life that honors him. And so we build that relationship with our children by investing a lot of time in them.
Got to go to break. More from Dr. George Barna after this.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
We're back with the America 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. The professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna, continues with us. George, boy, I'll tell you, you finished that that first segment with something that was, boy, our audience had to pause for a moment and meditate on that as we went to the commercial break, because it was so important in terms of what is necessary
we're at that crossroads. You know, are you going to choose temporal or the eternal? And this is another one of those things that God has been putting on my heart, is that, all this stuff, and maybe it's because of my age, and maybe I'm just thinking, well, you know, how many more years do I have left? The eternal issues in my life are rising in importance. And I'm sharing that with people very vulnerably to say, look, I look back and I think, wow, had I had this mindset 10, 20 years ago, how much better off would I have been? How much better off would my kids have been? The people that I know, how much better off they would have been because I was more eternally focused than temporally focused. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But, you know, we've got to remember, okay, what we did in the past, we did in the past.
Right.
What we need to do now is redeem the future. Mm-hmm. And so for us to be thinking about, all right, how am I going to do that? What can I learn from the past? I can't change it, but I can learn from it. I can mm-hmm. build on it. And in order to really move forward, particularly with my children, my grandchildren, the kids on the teams that I coach, the ones in the classes that I teach, what can I do? I've got to have a plan. I can't just walk in and think, okay, I'm going to make this work because I'm going to make it up as I go along. We've been doing that as a church for
right.
decades. It's not working, buddy. So
it's not the way God did it. You know, he's never done it right. Because even when he said, hey, I want you to build me a temple, I mean, all the detail of how the temple was to be constructed, the whole design and everything, it wasn't left to somebody's theory, right? God had laid it out precisely. So this is the kind of God we serve, to your point. I agree.
Yeah. Or you know, take the ark. I mean, build it this many cubits wide, this many long, you know, this many deep. Nothing is left to chance in God's world. There is no chance. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. So don't be waiting for those to happen. Say, I thought it might come along. No, 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 no. God put you here to lead people to the foot of the cross, to the gospel, to a completely transformed life. We are agents of transformation. So to do that, we have to go into it with a plan. And I talk about this extensively in that book, Raising Spiritual mm-hmm. Champions, about how, you know what, you've got to think about the beliefs that we have to possess in order to have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want the mind of Christ? Because we want to have the life of Christ. Well, if you're going to live like Jesus, you got to think first like Jesus, because we do what we believe. So know what beliefs you want to get across to the kids. Model the behaviors for them. Help them to figure out how to translate those beliefs into those kinds of behaviors. And be there to hold them accountable with love, with grace, with wisdom, but with consistency. It doesn't happen by chance.
George, you say that we're on the precipice of Christian invisibility. Only 25% of preteens agree the Bible is the true word of God. That is just astounding to me. And that's really, what do you want to say? It's an indictment on our current culture right now that only 25%, we're not measuring up. We're not doing what God's called us to do. You also say it provides a value as a guide for life, the true word of God. And you say only 21% believe in absolute moral truth. The kids have been groomed. They've been conditioned by the culture. Dare I say, even a very liberal, clearly a very liberal and Marxist public school education.
Well, and, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but again, let's talk about parents. Mm-hmm. Why aren't kids reading the Bible? Oddly enough, parents aren't reading the Bible. You know, why aren't kids reading the Bible? When they go to church, they're not really taught to study the Bible. They're not expected to live the Bible. And so all of these things, we're not modeling the right stuff. We can't expect our kids to be something that we're not. You
yeah.
know, you can only give what you have. You can only recreate who you are. And so first and foremost, we as those who are in charge of shaping these young people, we've got to show that life to them. And it's got to be appealing enough to them that when they see it in our lives, they see us exhibiting the joy of the Lord by knowing his commands, by living his commands, by, benefiting from that kind of life. That they're like, yeah, good enough for me. Mom and Dad do it. Why wouldn't I do it? It's working for
exactly.
them. Of course it'll work for me. But we've got to show them that. They've got to see it. in real time, in real life, from real people who they know and trust, love, and respect.
You know, and the thing that I think works, you know, that puts us the way God designed us, that puts the odds in our favor is even in spite of where we are right now, George, as you cite, 9 out of 10 preteens believe that they have an important reason for living. Yeah, that's pretty good. You know,
that's
9
great.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
However, you say a quarter of them roughly identified knowing, loving, and serving God with all their heart, soul, and mind. Their purpose is going to come from God. And if they're looking for somebody outside of God to find that purpose, we're setting them out into a culture and they're ill-equipped to find the answers they're naturally looking for, right?
Yeah, and so what we're seeing is kids are spending oodles of time on TikTok, on Instagram, all these other social media platforms, trying to find role models. They're looking at other kids their age and saying, what have they discovered? What are they learning? What are they doing? Ooh, I could do that.
Right.
You know, well, that's not where they're going to find their true purpose. That's not where they're going to find fulfillment. But they're not mature enough at this point to know that. Those of us who are mature enough to know, well, those are empty vessels to be checking, well, then we've got to show them the alternative.
Exactly. Well, and we know, it's interesting, TikTok, owned by the communist Chinese, right?
Yep.
Look at the difference of what the kids in China are exposed to on TikTok versus what the children here in America are exposed to. It's a different platform altogether. And it's very worldly, very empty. But yet, when you look at TikTok in China, in communist China, it's about being educated. It's about upping your game and focus, you know, these good values. I mean, yes, in a communist country. But, I mean, it just goes to show you how the communists have used TikTok and these other social media platforms to continue on with the grooming process of our children.
Well, and when you look at Chinese society, for those kinds of choices to have been made, obviously somebody had to monitor that content first and then to stand back and say, yeah, this isn't good for our kids. Let's give them something else. We'll give the rest of the world this garbage that'll destroy them, but we're going to take care of our kids differently. That's the same role that I'm exhorting American Christians to take with our children. You've got to monitor the garbage that's coming through social media, television, Hollywood, and its movies, music, all of these different platforms. They're not entertainment. They are worldview developers. And so we've got to be there to sift through all that, to monitor it for our kids, to minimize the garbage that they're exposed to, and then to moralize it and mediate it, by which I mean, as parents, we've got to explain to our children, you know what, maybe Susie down the street, her parents are going to let her have that stuff. I'm not going to let you have it, and here's why. Let me explain the difference. It's not because I'm mean. It's not because I'm arbitrary and capricious. It's because I love you. It's because I love God. And therefore, between the two of you, I have certain responsibilities. And one of them is to make sure that you're only exposed to truth. And those platforms are not going to give you truth.
Exactly. Well, as God told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that's what parents want. George Barna writes, children are intellectual and spiritual sponges in their preteen years. They are desperately trying to make sense of the world, their identity and their purpose, how to live a meaningful and satisfying life. And here we are as catalysts, as agents to the gospel message and to be obedient to God's word as parents. We have a critical responsibility to our children. Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center. Thank you, George. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Same to you, Bill.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
Let's provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we're talking with Identical Twin Factor reality stars. Chad and James are going to be joining us to talk about season number 4, and we caught them live at NRB in Nashville, Tennessee, there for the National Religious Broadcasters. Chad and James, good to have you with us. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us, Bill. We appreciate it.
Excited to talk to you about your popular outdoor reality show that gives hunting, exploring, and overcoming wild challenges eternal significance. James, it's all your fault. It started with you, right? You actually decided to talk to God, and God answered you, right?
Yes. That's exactly right. Yes.
Well, tell our audience the story. What happened there back in the early 2000s?
So we're from Michigan, so I was deer hunting one night and sitting in my tree stand, and I was at a point in my life where I had been searching really for my own plan. I wasn't searching for God's plan. I was searching for my own plan, and I became frustrated because, as we all know, we're not searching for God's plan. If we're searching for our own plan, we at some point we're going to become frustrated. So I asked God, I said, Lord, what do you have for my life? I'm done hunting for my own plan. What do you have for my life? Mm-hmm. And as I sat in the tree stand, I heard God say, I want you to hunt for me like you hunt for these deer, and I want you to teach my people to do the same. Wow. And as soon as I heard God say that, I knew exactly what he was talking about, because I knew how much of a diehard hunter I was after deer, and I knew God wanted me to be a diehard hunter after him. So after I heard that, I went home that night, and I was searching in the Bible, reading the Bible, and I was in Psalms chapter 14. I come across verse 2, and in that verse it says that God looks down on the sons of men from heaven, see if there are any who understand or any who seek God. And just from being a hunter, I knew that the word seek and the word hunt had the same definition, and that means to pursue. after. So Chad and I being a hunter, I take that word hunt and put it in that verse for the word seek. And that verse says that God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand or any who hunt for God. So I realized God's looking for hunters, and he wants us to hunt after him. So I called up Chad, and I said, hey, God wants to start a hunting ministry called Hunt the Truth. And it's going to be based on Psalms 14:2 and also from John 14:6. And in the book of John, in chapter 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's telling them, I'm going to be going away here pretty soon, but where I'm going, you know the way. And one of his disciples says, no, Lord, we don't know the way. What is the way? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So I said, Chad, God wants to start a hunting ministry called Hunting the Truth, based on John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
So that's Chad, where... Yeah, yeah. So, Chad, you're hearing your brother, and he says, hey, this is the vision that God... And, of course, you guys are identical. So, you know, it's almost like whatever God shared with James had to spiritually, you know, be downloaded into you, right?
Yes. We're both very passionate about hunting. So when James, when he approached me and told me what he felt like God was impressing on his heart, I was all in. I'm a hunter also, so I understand exactly what James was saying to me. So I was all in from day one, and we started building Hunt the Truth Ministries together.
How cool is this? I mean, to me, James, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, what Jesus, you know, told the apostles that, you know, in terms of their passion of fishing, he says, I'm going to help you be fishers of men. And you're hunting, and you're, but it's instead of fish, it's now the souls of men that God is calling you to, right?
Yes, that's what we try to do, and this is our main goal with Hunt the Truth, and also the book we wrote called Secrets of the Hunt, is we try to take the hunting concept, because hunters already understand all the concepts of hunting, we just take that concept and we move it over into the spiritual realm, and we take the same concepts and we teach them how what we call to hunt God and his plan for their life. And for example, in the Secrets of the Hunt book that we wrote, there's a secret called sighting in your weapon, having your weapon ready and sighting it in. And what we teach is that when you shoot your bow over and over and over again, you become accurate with it. And so you can get a harvest when you're out in the field. And we call our weapon the Bible. So we say to become accurate is to read the Bible, to memorize it, to meditate on it, and you'll become more accurate in knowing God and his plan for your life, because that's how we get to know God, is through his word. And so we take those concepts and we bring it over into the spiritual realm and teach the same concepts of regular hunting.
Now, since that, your ministry has grown, what, you got 8 chapters in local churches throughout Michigan, Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky, and New York, right?
Yes, we had chapters in those states, yes.
And so... Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left. How can people get involved? How can they participate? You know, the other hunters out there that want to, you know, they resonate with the message, and you know, and they want to, you know, be part of the action. How do they do this?
We're always looking for organizations or individuals that would like to team up with us and create an event in their area. One of the things that James and I are working on right now is called the Hunt the Truth Outdoor Online Community, where we can have people from all over the country that can be involved in a community together where we all hunt God and his plan for our life together. So we're always open to anyone anywhere that would like to connect with us and team up to create some type of event in their area, whether it's a speaking engagement, we call them hunters gatherings. We've done these before, where we just go into an area, gather as many hunters as possible. We shoot our bows, usually have some good music and good food, and then James and I will just speak at the end about how to hunt the truth. We're open to anybody, any organization or individual.
So how can they connect with you to participate?
You can go to our website, www.twinfactortv.com. Also, our show, the Hunt of Truth Ministries and Secrets of the Hunt book, are on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. They can get in touch with us that way also.
Well, we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk a little bit more about Twin Factor. Four seasons. Yes. Can you imagine? I mean, this is just amazing. I mean, what a blessing that here it is. You're up in a tree. You're talking to God. And from that tree in the early 2005, roughly, now here you are, and you're doing a reality show. I mean, do you just want to pinch yourself sometimes and say, thank you, God?
we thank God every day. And the big reason why we do is because our prayer has always been to use the platform of television to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and point people to a relationship with him. And TV has given us that opportunity to feature not only James and I's relationship where we make fun of each other in our outdoor adventures, but to also feature what we do in ministry and to teach people how to hunt God and his plan for their lives through the television show. That's what we're most thankful for.
Yeah, and what you say is everyone is hunting for something in life, right?
Yes.
It's like we're hardwired to be hunters, especially guys, right?
Yes, we are. We're all hardwired. When we speak, we always leave people with one question is, what are you truly hunting for? And we ask people at the beginning of our presentations if they're a hunter, and even if they don't raise their hand, we always tell them, you're still a hunter. Everybody's hunting for something, and we always leave them with a question, are you hunting for things in your life that don't last, that aren't eternal, or are you hunting the most important, going on the most important hunt of your life, and that's your hunt for God and his plan for your life?
I got to imagine you have situations where fathers and sons are participating in this adventure, right? How cool is that? We got a minute left. Go ahead, tell us about it.
Yeah, that's one of our focuses of our ministry also is we minister to youth that don't have a father figure or someone to take them out hunting, because we've realized, James and I have been in ministry for 25 years now, we realize that having a male father figure in your life is very important to the development of knowing God and knowing what love is. And so that's one of the reasons why we're so passionate about father and sons getting involved in our ministry.
Well, Chad and James Hampton, cannot thank you enough for coming on the show and telling us all about your ministry. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
You can get more information at twinfactortv.com or all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Chad and James Hampton, thank you so much for being with us. Godspeed.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, retired, author of this new book on spiritual warfare, and excited to talk to him because of the current situation that people of faith find themselves. Christians are facing more intense spiritual attacks and darkness. This is according to the author of, what are we up to now, 14 books, Dave?
That's right. That's right. This makes 15. So yeah.
Wow. Outstanding. Yeah, so, and Dave is, former law enforcement, well, actually, you're the only law enforcement trainer certified in all 50 states. Your background in the military, you know from whence you speak, because whether we're talking, you know, spiritual warfare or real, you know, real life battles on a, you know, in a field of combat, There's certain elements that are pretty consistent in that, aren't there?
There certainly are, Bill. And, you know, I've written two books that are still on the Marine Corps Commandant's required reading list after 20 years on killing and on combat. But when we talk about spiritual warfare, we need to understand in normal warfare, we win in large part by killing the enemy. In spiritual warfare, we win by saving them. Yeah. And the focus of spiritual warfare is bringing people to the knowledge of salvation. You know, sooner or later, we're all going to die. I mean, hold everything up in prayer, but sooner or later, your prayer is going to fail. Sooner or later, every nation falls over my dead body. In the end, our son will die, but eternity continues. Keep your eye on the ball. Take a look at that big picture. And our purpose in life on this planet is spiritual warfare. This is not our home. We are soldiers deployed to a battlefield. And when we die, we got to go home. And we store up our treasures in heaven. And the thing to understand is our mission as soldiers in this battle is to love God and love people. Above all else, this is what we're here for. And God is love. All love flows from Him. We can ask Him for more love. I've been married for 48, almost 49 years, and still there's times when I grip my teeth and say, God, give me more love. It'll give me more faith. Those are the two things we should be constantly praying for. So love God and love people. And if we truly love God and we truly love people, then we will bring them to the knowledge of salvation, the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that is we live the sermon. We don't just preach it. We're not all missionaries, but our life should be a shining example that would attract others. Live the sermon. Galatians 6:9, grow ye not weary of doing good. Just dedicate yourself full time, and then take everything that you've gained and give the honor and glory to God. And take all the good and the honor and glory you've received, give it to God. But here's what He gives us in return. If we seek honor for ourselves, if we seek glory for ourselves, it's hollow, it's empty. Give it to God, and he gives us love and joy and peace and goodness. Now, the thing to understand about spiritual warfare is don't curse God when he doesn't answer your prayers the way you think he should. He's got his own goal, and it is eternity in heaven for as many souls as humanly possible, as divinely possible. And the thing to understand, you know, I teach cops and military all the time, 26 years since I retired, West Point psych professor, Army Ranger, fire service buck sergeant. And I tell my cops, my first responders, you see horrible things every day. And you can't help but ask, how could a loving God allow these things to happen? And the answer is very simple. We are not God's puppets. A loving father would not manipulate every minute of every day of your life. God lets people make their own decisions. That means a lot of people make bad decisions. And you say, God, why don't you do something? He says, I did. I sent you. That's our purpose in life. And then turn and give that honor and glory to God and to recognize the fact that when I teach my cops and my first responders, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. So what manner of love is this? That my first responders go out the door every day and lay their life on the line for strangers. People walk out that door who never met you, don't know you, but they will die for you. This is the sheepdog, the first responder, yeah, exactly. That's out there protecting lives every day. And one of the key things to understand is that in a democracy or republic such as ours, we are the rulers. Mm-hmm. By our vote, we decide who is going to rule our nation. And if we do not use the authority that we have been given to vote and to vote for righteousness, then we are like the evil kings of the Old Testament. Look how God smote those evil kings. Now, our salvation is assured through Jesus. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing the right thing. We are like the evil kings of old if we do not vote and vote for righteousness. Well, I don't like either candidate. Well, what about your city council? What about, do you even know who's in charge of your city? Do you even know who's in charge of your county? The Bible tells us over and over again, politically, our first responsibility should be the city, the city, the city. We should dedicate ourselves to having a grassroots movement that takes control of our school boards and our city councils and our county officials. And that's part of the whole spiritual warfare package. Exactly. Does that all make sense, Bill?
It really does, Dave, because the thing is that Jesus said, you know, to your point, starting with the city, it started in Jerusalem. We go Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. That is the strata. That's the way it works out. And your point earlier, it's not about the here and now. It's about eternity. And here we are as the signs are there and we're drawing nigh to the last of the last days, Colonel. We have got to be serious about this. We have to up our game. You cannot go into battle and be casual. You've got to be prepared. You've got to make sure that all your supplies are there, that you're warriored up. And this is where it is because your family is counting on you.
And the primary thing to understand, my first book was on spiritual combat. And it was basic training, equipment issue and drills. It was basic training. Now we're diving into the deep end of the pool of unspiritual warfare. But we talk about the full armor of God. And the last and most important piece of equipment is the radio. Now, the last thing is the sword of the Spirit. Well, that's important. But then we're commanded to pray ceaselessly in the Spirit. Prayer is our radio. You know, I'm just a lonely infantry soldier on the battlefield. But with my prayer, I can call in artillery. I can call in resupply. I can call in medevac. And the thing to understand is that God tells us, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst. When you have a prayer partner, your prayers have extra power, extra mojo. And your prayer partner, first and foremost, should be your spouse. Every night, my spouse and I, whether I'm on the other side of the planet, we pray for each other. We get on the phone if we can. We do it in person and hold each other's hands. We pray for each other, and we pray for our nation. We pray for our children, our grandchildren, and here's the heart of the matter. Just kind of jumping topics. The whole soul of the matter is it really did happen. Jesus really did die on the cross. He really was put in the tomb. He really did come back. Doubting Thomas really did touch the wound in his side. And we know that because 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred for their faith. And three of the four writers of the gospel were martyred for their faith. All they had to do was say, okay, it was just a big con job.
Just kidding.
Right. We're wrong. I repent. But right. They wouldn't do that. And the Romans were fascinated by that. They'd never seen a religion. But the thing is not that you lose your salvation. Somebody holds a sword to your throat and says, you know, take my religion. Roger out. I'm with you. No problem. You haven't lost your salvation. But they were willing to die to show how strong their faith was, to show them that our God really did come back from the dead. And I know that when I die, I'm going to him. I know it with a dead certainty. And then the disciples of disciples died. And that's solid Roman history. These are people, and then by the thousands, the Romans were fascinated by this. They kept killing Christians, and the Christians were willing to die. And ultimately, Christianity defeated the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire accepted Christianity, and the Eastern Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, lasted for 1,000 years. And Christianity is what made it possible. And the Christians really defeated the Roman Empire. And that knowledge, you know, we say it's good to think about the end times, but focus on the martyrs who believed so intensely because they knew it happened. They saw it happen. And then the people who saw it happen discipled others, and they died for their faith. Men don't die for a lie. It really did happen. And that lies at the heart of whosoever believeth on them, whosoever believeth, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And here's the key. It's okay to ask for more faith. The man came to Jesus and asked him to heal his child, and Jesus said, if you had no faith, anything is possible. He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Boom. Jesus did what he asked me to do. Ask for more faith. And a lot of you out here are saying, I wish it was true. I wish there was a loving God. I wish it was true. Identify that for what it is. That is the seed of faith. Faith is a choice. Plant that little seed of faith. Pray for more faith, and God will answer that prayer. It's one of the most important prayers we can do. Pray for more love. Pray for more faith. And remember, in spiritual warfare, we win by saving people. It's a beautiful, glorious endeavor that we've been placed on this earth to do.
Well, Colonel, I cannot thank you enough. The book on spiritual warfare, 22 warning orders for virtuous warriors. What the Colonel is admonishing us to do is we've got to step up our game. This is a time for mature Christianity. As the apostle wrote about, the time for, you know, baby pablum and baby formula is past. The time is drawing nigh. You know, just like the TV commercials that were in the Super Bowl that 124 million people saw that said, Jesus gets us. You got to know this. Satan gets us. Satan understands. Okay. And we need to understand who we're fighting against. Right, Colonel?
Amen. Amen. And remember, we are not God's puppets. A loving God would not. He pray for everything. He is in our lives. He does guide us and he does protect us.
Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, his book on spiritual warfare, 22 warning orders for virtuous warriors. Colonel, look forward to having you back. We've got to continue this conversation, sir, okay? At your convenience.
You know, you are doing mighty deeds, brother, and I praise God for you, and I pray that God will bless your endeavors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.